Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
On the Wintrust Business Lunch, he's an editor-at-large at CNET. Ian, you're on WGN. Good morning.
How are you doing?
It's good to talk to you once again. Yesterday, we were talking with our listeners about how often our devices seem to be monitoring us, and even though we aren't typing, say, in Google, Chevy Tahoes, suddenly ads for Chevy Tahoes start to follow us on Facebook, etc. Are our phones listening to us?
So we at CNET have been wondering about this for a long time, and part of the reason, you know, I spoke to conspiracy theory experts, which I love that that's even a thing. And one of the things that they told me is that conspiracy theories are an easy way to explain something that is incredibly complex. So when it comes to Facebook, for example, we don't trust them to begin with, right? I think we all agree on this at the moment. I mean, honestly, there are people inside Facebook that I know who don't trust the company themselves.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for us to really believe that they're acting on good behavior. That's number one. Number two is that we all know in our heads that these phones are really sensors and microphones and listening devices that could be turned on in theory at any time. That is scary. Also, advertising on Facebook is incredibly powerful and effective. One of the things that Facebook uses to actually identify what to advertise to you is what your friends are looking at. So what happens is that maybe a friend is looking at cars and you get an ad as well, because maybe they think, oh, you're going to talk about it with your friend. I know it sounds crazy, but that is part of it. So we wanted to test this just to make sure. And what we did is we actually took all of our devices, we put them on our desks. This was before the coronavirus, obviously. And we went into a room on the other side of the building and had a hushed conversation about various topics. And we did this over the period of a month. So one day we did it about mattresses. Another day we did it about lawnmowers. And we wanted to see, did it somehow impact what Facebook was showing us? And then we did the same thing, but we did it with the phones in place. And what we found was that the ads didn't change at all. So there's not any proof that we've been able to show.
Ian, this is incredible to me because I've got pages. If I open up the phone lines, you know what'll happen. People will categorically tell you. And you're telling me that it is more the web of information that they've glommed on. It's because it's instantaneous. If you think something, the ad pops up. But you're telling me that's just the way the web is working with me and my friends and our searches, and they've kind of figured us out even quicker than we have?
Have you ever seen the movie Inception?
I have, but I answer this because didn't Zuckerberg testify before the Congress about this? Didn't they ask him about this?
And what does he say about it?
And what does he say?
He said what you would expect, right? And what any conspiracy theorist would say, oh, come on, which is that he said, no, of course we're not doing this.
Wow.
And he explained on the same level as, you know, on a very basic version of what I just went through with you, is that advertising has gotten so effective these days, they are actually able to inception in our heads.
Yeah, I understand
certain
that.
Things
okay.
that happen. And
well, then,
it's really fascinating.
All right, then I was more right yesterday than anybody wants to believe, including me. Listen to this, because yesterday, as an example, I was talking about Yeti coolers and picnic bags and things like that. Yeti, the brand name. John, you are talking about Yeti on the radio now, and I am sitting here listening to it with my phone, and now Yeti is showing up in my Facebook news feed. And I suppose, Ian, you're going to tell me, well, that's because Yeti's a big company, and that was just a coincidence.
Well, and it's also that you have to consider timing and all sorts of other stuff, right? We're in a period of the Black Friday stuff.
This is very unsatisfactory. No, this is not what we wanted to hear.
But also, let me point out something else. Again, I mean, we're assuming that CNET's unscientific test, I have to admit, it's hard to prove a negative anyway.
Yeah.
But our test was unscientific. I will totally admit that. But the result is that, honestly, advertising is just this amazing web of information they know you in a way a lot better than you know yourself, and they know when your interests are going to hit on something. It's truly fascinating to think about.
John Williams, this one of our listeners said, Facebook is listening all the time in my ads, so much so that last weekend I kept asking my husband over and over again, loudly, how are your anal warts doing? And that I wish he could find a treatment for his anal warts. Sadly, he got no ads for anal warts medicine, but it sure was fun to try. Okay, that's the end of that experiment. So I was going to ask you how to keep this from happening. Isn't there a switch I can turn off, though? Maybe disengage Siri or something like that?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things you can do is that if you can actually control the microphone and the camera connections to Facebook. So in an iPhone and an Android, and we have instructions on CNET, of course, how to do this because we understand people are worried about it, you can actually specifically tell it you don't have access to the camera, you don't have access to the microphone. Now, a conspiracy theorist is going to tell me, well, that doesn't matter. They'll find a way to hack through.
Yeah, right.
This is where we are, right?
Okay.
And so that's what you can do.
Time is up. Ian Schur, editor-at-large, CNET, a frequent guest on the Wintrust Business Lunch, and we always enjoy him coming on this show, too. I'll talk to you again later, Ian. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
Nobody believes anything he just said.